Hey, beautiful people. Today we are kicking off my 8-week series, Stress Less, Meditate More, the Holiday Edition. And today we're going to look our life's purpose right in the face. It seems like a lot, not at all. We're going to be living our life's purpose as we explore together meditation, WTF.
Welcome to Meditation WTF, a podcast about meditation for people living in the real world. And now your host, the stress therapist, Sherry Augustine Flake.
What's up, y'all? Today we're going to be contemplating and thinking about and working on our purpose in life. What is our life's purpose? Are we in alignment with it? And it seems kind of big or kind of inaccessible, but I can tell you, hopefully after we meditate on this a little bit, you will get some clarity and feel a little bit better about your purpose. And if your behaviors are lining up with it. Also, with every week that we're working on our Stress Less, Meditate More, the Holiday Edition 8-week series, I'm also going to be giving you a stress tip. Now, I don't really love to say stress less or stress buster or stress, get rid of stress management. Those things kind of bug me. I like getting better at stress because the bottom line is people who report really low levels of stress also report really low levels of happiness. So if you ain't stressing, you ain't living, baby. So instead of getting rid of stress, we're going to contemplate how we think about stress. So I'm also going to be giving you a stress tip. So this week is purpose with a little stress tip. And then next week, we're going to work on forgiveness. And then we're moving on to generosity, gratitude, balance, faith, peace, love, and end this beautiful year with joy. So let's just start right in. So my stress tip, the way that we think about a stressful event or situation is all in the way how we're going to feel about it, right? How you think about something is how you feel about something is how you're going to behave around it. And so if you can tweak the way that you're thinking about it, yes, it's going to seem a little bit less stressful. And then maybe your brain will be able to interpret it as exciting or maybe just a little bit nervous about something rather than being completely freaked out and all of that and completely like super stress case, right? True? So that is accessible to you only sometimes. Right? Only sometimes are we able to go in and just change our thoughts like that. It's not that magical, right? So what we could do is we could check in with our divine self. And maybe you can even connect to that thing that's bigger than you, right? God, Buddha, Jesus, Allah, Susie, Patsy, Jimmy, whatever you call it, the universe, Mother Earth, whatever. Maybe that little piece inside of you can connect with that and you can get some clarity by going inward rather than going outward. So let's just try it really quick, okay? So I want you to close your beautiful eyes and just go ahead and see inside your head just a situation, a person, a little annoyance, a small thing that's bugging you. Nothing traumatic or major, just this little, uncomfortable thing. And for a moment, just bring this uncomfortable thing to your awareness. And now your body doesn't know the difference between thinking about something or something actually occurring. So you might start to feel like it's kind of happening now, right? It's kind of like when you dream about work and you wake up and have to go to work. You're like, what? I worked all night, right? But instead, just allow this in and feel what it feels like. And just take a quick body inventory. How does this situation feel in your head, your neck, your shoulders? How does it feel in your heart space or belly? Are you clenching anything or holding on to anything? Okay, now go ahead and take a deep breath in and let it go. And now I want you to think about how you're going to deal with this. Just pick one scenario. Maybe you think, I'm going to talk to this person. I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to confront it. I'm going to, pray about it, act on it, whatever it is. Pick one. And now breathe that in. Let it go. And allow your body to feel what it feels like if this were the way that you would resolve it. If this was a way that would be in alignment with your true purpose on how you would like things to unfold. And you may want it to be this, but your body might be telling you everywhere, stop, don't do this. You don't have to do anything. Just asking you to listen. Just listen to your body. Your body keeps a score, right? Okay, now open your beautiful eyes. That was your stress tip. And now we're going to do a meditation on your life's purpose. So take a moment to find a comfortable space. Whatever that means for you. Allow yourself to be as comfortable as you can be so you can be still. So you can welcome the quiet. Welcome the calm. Take a deep breath in your nose, out of your mouth, and again in your nose, and out of your mouth, and one last time in your nose, and a double exhale out of your mouth. Allow your beautiful breath to find its natural rhythm, noticing your eyes are coming closed. And for a moment, just allow your attention to be in the room you're in. Perhaps the clock is making noise, but what else can you hear? Heating or air, my voice, nature outside, traffic. Perhaps you have other sentient beings with you that are breathing. And just allow your attention to falter and move about the room. And now deliberately bring your awareness inward. Find your breath. Notice where it moves. There are many spaces for breath awareness. In our nostrils, at the top of our nostrils or below, perhaps in the back of our throat. Maybe in your heart center or even in your belly, but just bring your awareness to one spot. And just rest here a moment, feeling gratitude for this breath that comes and goes as it visits your area of awareness. It comes and goes. Now bring your attention to where your breath comes through your beautiful heart center. This area is associated with the color green. Perhaps you can see green here. Or maybe you want to put your fingertips or your hands near your heart center. And just ask yourself silently, who am I? Who am I? Rather than thinking this through or answering it logically, just allow anything to bubble up. Maybe something will, maybe something won't. Who am I? Now move on to, what do I truly desire? What do I truly want in my life? What do I desire? Where in my life am I living my purpose? In my life, where does my purpose show up again and again? Where in my life do I feel aligned with my true purpose? And finally, where do I need to show up and shine? Where in my life can I bring my purpose with me? Where in my day-to-day living does my purpose elude me? And now comfortably place your hands wherever makes sense for you. And we will move into a Sanskrit mantra as our anchor. Today we will use Ham Sa, H-A-M-S-A-H. I am that with a capital T. Reminding ourselves that we are a part of something bigger than us. This is accessible and inside of each one of us. That your purpose lies here. Saying these sacred words from a forgotten, well, not used, but not forgotten language. Brings up these vibrations. So say out loud first. Ham Sa. And now whisper. Ham Sa. And begin saying the mantra, which is believed to be 1,000 times more powerful when it's repeated silently. Ham Sa. Silently to yourself. Calling forth any information you need about your purpose. The music will leave us, and you will be in silence for just a few minutes, but I'll keep track of the time. While you gently keep bringing yourself back to these ancient words. hum, sa. When you start thinking about the future or the past, you just gently bring yourself back again and again, and I'll be with you the whole time. slowly bring your attention back to the room. Allow the mantra to gently fall away. Allow yourself to luxuriate in this beautiful stillness that you have created. Soon you will join the demands of the day. But right now, just be exactly where you are in this beautiful space, this beautiful calmness. Perhaps you have found some clarity in your beautiful purpose, and perhaps not. Maybe something will come up, ideas or answers or resolution as you go about your day. But here we leave it. So take a long, slow, deep breath in your nose. And let it go. And again in your nose. And out of your mouth. And one last time in your nose. And out of your mouth. And when you're ready, you can open your beautiful eyes. I am so, so grateful to be with you today and every time we're together. I do love to meditate with you and talk about it and learn about it with you. Let us seal this with a little Om kiss and chant and sing together the hymn of the universe. Om. Peace and amen. Next week, we are going to meditate on and with and discuss forgiveness. And remember, forgiveness doesn't always have to do with someone else. You may need to forgive yourself. So I will see you then, and you have a lovely, lovely day.